Paul's thoughts on that. Just what you wanted, probably.
You can't do any more than that, but I've been thinking at home that he's as good as he's ever been. He's only 9, and he's had a few runs now, but he's only 9, which really, compared to Coulto and some of those, is relatively young. He looks better, I think, than he did at any stage last year. And like Ruby says, he's now a real professional. He jumps off in, you know, from the front, goes a good gallop, you can ride him any way you like. Just idles all the way up the straight, you know, and it's perfect, really. And that would just put him right for Grade 1 at Ascot 3 weeks today.
And these races are always quite difficult, though, aren't they?
They are, but you can ride him from the front now. Now, Five Dream was there, really helped him out early on. But that's because there was nothing in the race. I mean, the better he is, the better the race, the better he is. That's the thing with him. So you all see at Cheltenham, but probably everyone's going to sort of keep away until have one go at him at Cheltenham. But we can just keep ticking away with him and winning his races, and he can do no more than what he runs against, you know.
And it sounds, with the fact that he says he's better than ever, that the pressure's a bit off, because you know that he seems to be in the form of his life as far as you're concerned.
I think he is. I think he will be for all year. I mean, as long as he stays healthy and fit, you can see he's a real professional now. He doesn't worry anymore. Makes my life easier, you know.
Okay, the crowd love him as well, too.
He's a proper horse. Okay, he might not be, you know, because he's not a chase, 3 mile chaser like the Coulto. It's not a sexy division, but he keeps on winning, and you know, it's not his fault he probably didn't jump fences, and it's just the way things work out. He had that fall a few years ago, and I felt that Ruby needed to stay with Coulto, wasn't going to get on big bucks, so we went hurdling. You know, everything sort of slots into its own place, and he's doing what he's best at. And some people say he ought to have other challenges, but I mean, he can't do no more really than what Frankel did on the flat, and run in the right races and beat what comes up against you. And one day he'll get beat, of course he will, that's the way the racing is, but at the moment he's in really, really good shape, and it'll want something very special to beat him.